Welcome to the show. Our intention for you today is that you'll hear this, and if you've been feeling behind in your day, week, month, or even life, this will give you some peace of mind and let you know that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Welcome to the 5-Year Youth Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? This podcast is intended to entertain, educate, and inspire you on a personal journey towards your best self. We are in no position to give advice and are hot messes on the best of our days. Clearly, we're in no position to offer health or medical advice, or really any life advice, but we want to entertain you. Just a reminder, this is not a replacement for proper medical care or therapy. If you are struggling, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Let's jump in. How you doing, Kat?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we were just talking about this episode and you just wrote an email about it, but I really do like it. When you're feeling behind, and I think as achievers, I like to label myself that, whether I am or not is up for debate.
But when you are.
Thanks. I always feel like I'm behind. And it doesn't matter if I do a million things in a day or nothing. That feeling is ever present in my life. Do you feel like that? Or do you feel like you're on top of everything?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wrote, you know the answer to that. I am definitely not. I never feel like the work is done. I always feel behind. And that's why I wrote that email today, because what I said in the very beginning of the email is the feeling that I hate the most is the feeling of being behind. This comes in all categories. Like, I love being on time to places and bringing the kids to school. I love being on time. And when I feel like I'm not, I get very overwhelmed and stressed. And then when I'm overwhelmed and stressed, I'm cranky to everybody in my life. I gave the example of, like, sometimes I'm behind on the housework. Sometimes I feel behind on the laundry. Sometimes I feel behind on my work, which happens often. You know, sometimes I feel behind in my self-care. Like, I'll look down and be like, oh my God, I need to shave my legs or something like that, you know? But sometimes it's all of them at once. And it can be so hard to know where to start, because once you feel overwhelmed, things start shutting down.
Right. So I can definitely relate to that. Not the shaving legs part, but other things.
Yeah, you know. Learn something new about you.
That's I'm not fine. Big on shaving my own legs. But yeah, I find that when we are feeling like that, when we're feeling that overwhelm, it kind of becomes pervasive. But I honestly, I'm hearing you talk about it and I'm reflecting as we're going through this. And I'm thinking, like, have I ever felt like caught up? You know, we talk about feeling behind and it's like, but the opposite feeling is caught up. And I don't know if I've ever felt like, okay, we're good now. I can coast for a little bit. I don't think I've ever felt that. Have you?
No. But it could be, I know you and I, so interesting tidbit. Andrew and I are the same Myers-Briggs 4 letters. We're both INFJ. So interestingly, there's like less than 1% of the population that is that combination. We're both that. But we're also both achievers on the Enneagram. And I think just that achiever mentality is, if there's time, you can always do more. And then there's like never enough time. And so I think for us, the biggest challenge is having like a defining start and end to the workday, learning how to shift focus and be present with our kids. And that can be challenging, because the reason that we feel behind is because of the expectations we place on ourselves. We have said many times, like, we've done a whole episode on one of the biggest reasons that relationships have hard times is because of expectations we place on the other person. But we also place expectations on ourselves. Oh, I should be doing this, yeah. Or I should be looking this way, or I should be this weight, or I should be further along. Because feeling behind isn't just a day-to-day thing. It's also a thing many people feel in life, as they're comparing themselves to other people their same age and, you know, maybe someone else, I don't know, sold their company or owns a huge house and you don't. So you feel behind, like you should be further along.
Right. And I'll tell you this, because I tell you this all the time when we work, you really need to stop shitting on yourself. So seriously, it's the worst word in the human language. Well, I'm sure there's other ones that we can't say on this podcast, but that's it. Like, we go through life saying should, and who is that should based on? Something you either inside of you or outside of you has come up, and you've believed that you need to be a certain way, have a certain thing, do a certain thing. I think what needs to come up is that check-in of going, wait, do I actually want this? Do I actually want to build a company that I sell? Do I actually want to have the big house, fancy car? Or is that actually going to stress me out? Is that actually going to fill my buckets, or is it going to leave me feeling even worse because now I have a house that I have to pay for and take care of and all the things, or I have to have this car, and now everywhere I park with this car, I'm going to be worried that somebody's going to scratch it. I think there's a lot to be said about kind of looking at things and going, does that really resonate with me?
So I think that is a good strategy for sure.
Well, yeah, it just becomes that self-reflection, right? And we talk about this a lot together. And when you're creating your five-year you, it's all about authenticity. It's not about what the Joneses have. It's about what you want. And those two things, I can guarantee you, are miles apart when you start actually getting to who you actually are, like we talked about in the Layers of Life episode. You know, when you get to your soul, when you get to who you are, maybe you aren't the achiever you think you are. Maybe you're doing that because you're trying to please everyone around you so that you look good for everyone else. But really, you just want to wear sweatpants and t-shirts all day. He said wearing sweatpants and t-shirts all day. So,
well, no, and I appreciate that. And I think that's a really good exercise. And I have said before on this podcast, but I'll share it again. The ultimate feeling that I want to have as my five-year self is calm and peace. And when I feel behind on all the things, I am not getting closer to that feeling I want to have. And so I've really had to implement a lot of different strategies that might be helpful to other people. So taking it on a broader sense, let's say I'm feeling behind in life. I can easily, and I have many times before, beat myself up. There's a lot of this inside of me that's like, oh, I had those things. And then I got divorced and I kind of had to start over. And I can kind of go down that like victim path of like, I had the beautiful house and I had, you know, this little Pinterest family with the boy, girl, twin, I had these things and then I didn't. Or I can use, you know, all the skills that I know and I have. And instead of looking at what I don't have, I can sit here and start to go through this gratitude thing. It's like, I feel behind because I'm not where I used to be, but do I have a safe home? Yes. Do I live in a safe neighborhood? Yes. Are my children in a good school? Yes. Are we all healthy? Yes. Do I have food on the table every night? Yes. You know, do I have work that I love? Yes. Not a lot of people can say that. Even people who make 100 times as much as me, 10 times as much as me can't say that. We love what we do. Yes. And so that is like a bigger scale. When we get to the day-to-day granular things of like, oh my God, I have 3 articles due today and we got to record a podcast and we got to send it. And I'm like, I have to know where to start for me. And maybe you can talk, like, there's a couple of different strategies when you're dealing with this massive like pile of stuff that you just have to do in this 3D world. Because there are a couple of different ways you can handle it depending on what works for you. So why don't you give some ideas on those day-to-day overwhelms?
Yeah. When we were talking about this before the show, but the one big one that always came up, and it's like one of the first personal achievement growth books that I ever read, was Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. And it's like 21 ways to get more done. And he recommends every morning you eat the frog, which is the worst thing, the biggest thing that you have to do that day. You do it right out of the gate because you have the whole day in front of you. You have the energy, a whole bunch of reasons for it. And that way you go through the rest of the day knowing that you've eaten that frog. The problem is that we've talked about is not everyone is like that. There's somebody on this podcast that's really not like that. And it's not me. And that's good though, because you know that.
That's just not what works for me. Yeah, it's just, I use this all the time. I learned it from a graduate school professor. I remember in grad school, we had to write several papers every week. You know, you read like a book a week, you write a paper, but in each class, I remember telling her, like, I'm just like overwhelmed. Like, I don't even know how I'm going to get all these words done. And she was like, just throw some words on the page. Start with one sentence. Didn't have to make sense. Didn't have to be pretty. Just start writing. Because for me personally, because when I get overwhelmed, I step into procrastination, and I know this about myself. So for me personally, getting from zero to one is a massive, massive leap for me. And so what works for me is to get started, to go from zero to one. I cannot start with the frog. I have to start with whatever the cricket, you know, like, is that smaller than a frog? I have to pick the tiniest thing, because it's like the big boulder chasing Indiana Jones. Like, in order to get that first push, I've got to do something small to like start the ball rolling. Then I have energy in motion and it stays in motion. I will never go from zero to the biggest thing. That would block me all day.
Right. Well, that's good that you know that about yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to make mention right now that Catherine made a movie reference, which probably will never happen again on this show. So,
so proud of me? I knew that the boulder went with Indiana Jones and everything.
You knew it was a movie too, not a TV show, not Star Wars. It was really, really impressive.
I did.
Yeah, that's super cool. Kudos.
Thank you. I will carry that compliment with me all day. Guys, I am the worst at movie conversation. Like, if you're like, oh, have you seen that movie? I promise you the answer is no. If you're like, oh yeah, that actor was in this. I love this actor. I have no idea who you're talking about. And Andrew loves movies. He's the opposite.
I'm the opposite.
Every movie. He's like, watch all. And I'm just like, he can sound like the funniest person in the world and just make movie references all day. And I have no idea.
I am only funny to Catherine because I am literally ripping off every movie that I've seen and making it my own.
And I have no idea. Yes, so it works.
For myself too. Like, I find for my days, I don't often do the biggest task first thing. I find that I like to say follow my muse, but it's not always like the things that are great. Sometimes it's like, you know, there's grunt work that needs to happen. There's this, there's that. I just know that when I get to eating the frog, I have to have momentum getting to that.
Yes.
So even if it's like you said, you know, like just doing like putting that first line on the page and then that gets you going. Or if it's, you know, I know that I don't have enough time to get into the big thing just yet, then I'll do that. But I don't think there's a right way. One of the things I've been really examining in my life right now is how there's not a right way for everyone. There is the right way for you. And I used to kind of feel like a fair weather learner, I'll call it, where it's like, you know, I would go try this diet and it doesn't work, but you know, I would go all in on it for maybe a week to a year, just trying to see how it goes. Sometimes things stuck and sometimes things don't, but I would be really hard on myself because I'd label everything as a failure. Now I'm kind of coming at things and going, again, trying to be the scientist of my own life and look at things and go, okay, well, does this make sense for me? All I can do is figure out what's working for me and share it with you and our listeners and our readers so that they understand, okay, I'm doing this. I also tried these other things and it didn't work. So I have tried doing the biggest task in the morning. Some days that works. Most days it's like, I'm just shaking my head and staying in bed. I'm like, yeah, that's not really for me. But it's really important that you know yourself. I mean, that's where it all kind of comes back to.
Yeah, I think that's what we're encouraging people to do all the time in this podcast is just have a very keen sense of self-awareness. You know, we do a lot of different things for work. And a big part of my work day is writing articles as a freelance writer. And there are some days where I have to write 3,000 words for a client or send an email to our email list. And some days I have to do all three. So for me personally, I'm much more likely to go by the length of time the task takes. So I'll start with an email, which takes me like 15, 20 minutes. Then I'll edit, which goes faster. And then, you know, the big task, I am not going to sit down and write 3,000 words in one swoop. So I'll do some on it before I pick up my kids from school. Then I'll pick it up after, while one of them's in an activity. Then after they go to bed, I'll do another hour and then it'll be done. I guess I could do the easier task at the end, but like I get more energy at night for work. That's just how I am. And everybody's different.
Yeah. And I see, I kind of look at that and I think to me that makes sense because especially for the longer task and breaking it up, because your brain can work on things in the background while you're working on stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like you're, if you write an article, you can, you're mentally processing stuff. That's how I work, and kind of leaves room for inspiration to come in too. So when we're talking about feeling behind, I want to go back to what you were saying before about like in life. Life has ups and downs. We all know that. We've both experienced ups and we're coming out of some downs and I hope we're going back up.
Feels like it.
Where we've ever been. It does feel like it. It's been a good year for all of that so far. What would you say to somebody who is kind of on that downward trajectory and they're just like, they're suffering from comparison syndrome. They're looking at what everyone else has. Because you're so inspirational when you talk about things. So I can just sit here now that I've set you up and you can just go.
It's a very nice thing to say. But honestly, the thing that came to mind is actually one of your analogies, which is to step outside of the painting, right? And to take a look in. What we mean by that is like when you're in the painting, you're looking all around and you don't feel like you're measuring up. All of us, we get so impacted by whatever societal messages are coming in, cultural norms from how we grew up. And it can be really hard if you feel like you're not measuring up to that. But if you step outside of the painting and you start to think about it and you really give yourself time to question everything you've been taught, everything that society tells us means that you equal success. And you ask yourself some questions like, well, who the heck made up these rules? And maybe the rules are fake. And maybe people just follow this path because it's just what everyone else has done because no one else has to try something else. And if you do try something else, you're often shunned or people say that's crazy because it's so much safer and easier to go along the prescribed path. So if anyone's like feeling like that on the downward trajectory, pause, take a step back. Why do I feel this way? Who told me that I'm behind? Where am I getting that message from? And kind of going through that list of gratitude of reasons you're okay. And then once you get a little bit like you're feeling better mentally as you're going through it, like, wait a second, I don't have to do any of those things. What do I want? How do I want to live? And now what do I need to do to get there? Then you're living with authenticity. You're living from the inside out. And then that's where true happiness comes.
Wow. You got all that from my painting analogy. That was impressive. Let's talk mornings. Do your mornings suck? Ours used to, so we came up with Magic Mornings. Whether you wake up with a kid's foot in your face or have a giant dinosaur to walk every morning, we have a simple system to start your morning off right. Head over to 5yearu.com/mornings and download it for free. I think most of the stresses that come from us, we don't question them, right? And so when you're saying, I feel behind, we can look at it and go, oh, you know what? Yeah, like they just got this thing or this person's going here, this person's doing that. When you're comparing yourself to somebody else, you're only comparing that thing that you want. You're not comparing the job that they have to go to, their upbringing, their past. Their whole life has led them to that moment of having that thing you want. You can have that thing, but to be hard on yourself and go, oh, they got to go here, they got to have that, and I didn't, I'm behind. You know, they could be 15 years older than you. They could have parents that are well off and they have a trust fund. You just don't know. And there's nothing wrong with those things. It's just kind of, you're not acknowledging the full details of it.
Right. You don't know how people arrived to where they did. I'll tell you a good example of that. And it's something that happened this week. You know, there's these very common things that kind of circle around the internet, like how much money you should have saved and invested at each age in order to retire successfully, right? And so, of course, every time I look at those, I'm like, oh, well, I'm definitely not at whatever this person says I should be at this age. And in order to prevent myself from going down the rabbit hole of, well, I would have been there if all these things wouldn't happen, and then I just make myself feel worse, I just like to step outside of the painting and say, these numbers are for people that are going through the very step-by-step prescribed life, which is great. It's a great way to plan, great way to do. These are for people who plan to work, retire at 65. This is how much money they need in this period of inflation to make sure that they're okay and safe at a certain age. But then I tell myself, you know, like, you don't have to follow this step-by-step guide. You don't have to have all of these things that they say you can arrive at. You know, there are other things that you can do. As we like to say, when you're self-employed, your income is limitless. It's sort of like there is no cap on it. And any number of things could happen. Now, of course, I work towards it. I don't just sit back and say, oh, this step-by-step is not for me. I just sit back and say, well, I know that I would like to invest more. I would know that I would like numbers closer to this or better, but I'm going to have to arrive at it a different way too. But there's no quote unquote, like, catch up. Like, nobody gets to set the rules of what it's supposed to be. Anything can happen at any time.
Right.
In a good way.
So two things, again, that come to mind when you are looking back and going, well, if this had happened and that had happened, the thing that always comes up is, I find that that's such a, because I do it too. And it's like, well, what happens if I had done this or that or whatever, or things hadn't changed? It kind of takes you out of where you are, because it's making you feel bad for where you are. And the whole point of life is to feel good. And the better you feel in the moment, the better things tend to happen to you. The other thing is, and I say this as somebody who has written that article too, I know you have, because you've pretty much written about every financial thing under the sun at this point. Those things are stupid. Because what they need to talk about is that, and I'm sorry, I'm going to, you know, I just bought a new soapbox I'd like to get up on right now. What they're talking about, it has nothing to do with how much you have. It has everything to do with how much you spend, your plans for the future in that spending, and how much you have. So if I'm living off $500 living in a cardboard box under a bridge, and the only time I spend money is to go to the laundry to wash my shirt every day because I only have the one shirt, maybe I only need $500 a month to sustain myself. Mm-hmm. Terrible imagery. I'm just cranking them out today. Sorry, folks, they won't get any better. And, but if I
can confirm. Yes, it's my goal every day to get him to snort laugh. Yes. Success. This is what success feels like.
This is what the good feels like. But if I'm so happy for both of us. And so if I need to follow Taylor Swift around the country or the world and see every one of her concerts and stay in hotels and private flights, well, then I'm going to need a little bit more than the 1.5 million that that article says that I need, or the 3 million or whatever it is right now, because that's a huge difference. And what we have to accept when we read those things is they're really good at provoking you to kind of think about it, but you need to know your numbers with that stuff. All right, I'm just going to put the box away and I'll get down now. Thank you.
Well, okay. So I want to kind of bring it all back together, and I want to leave with some actionable tips. So this episode is called When You're Feeling Behind. What we recommend for the day-to-day feelings of overwhelm is to do a little internal search and find out what method of tackling that to-do list works for you. Again, for some people, it might be starting with the biggest task, as long as those other people, like myself, like to start out with the little bite-sized things to get the momentum going. But, you know, just know that you just have to get started, and whatever order you take your tasks, that will help you. And it will take this big feeling of overwhelm and break it down into smaller bite-sized steps. Regarding the feeling of feeling behind in life, I just know that everybody feels that way. Everyone feels like they should be further along. And just to take the time, as we always say, to think about the five-year version of you. Think about what you really, really want. And to do the things in your life that lead you towards that place of authenticity. Remember, the rules are fake. There's no prescribed path. There's no milestones you have to hit by a certain time. You are not behind. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. And you need to live the life that you want to pursue, whatever that looks like for you.
Well said.
Thanks.
I'm doing my best to keep quiet right now. My analogies have been off. I'm snorted. I'm just... It just bit. I'm just We'll go to Glimmers, I think.
Yeah, that seems like a safe bet, but you never know. So go ahead, let's see.
So for those of you who are not aware, Glimmers are these little things that bring us joy and just light us up inside. And it can be anything from, you know, finding a penny to something much, much bigger. But every episode, we'd like to share something that lit us up. And I'm going to go hand it off to Kat because she's laughing at something. So what you got, Kat?
Man, I just had the best glimmer last week. And as it was happening, I was like, oh, this is so going to be my glimmer. So I was traveling last week. I was flying on a plane. First of all, I never can sleep on planes. But this time I did. So now never say never, folks. So I was so tired and I curled up in a little ball and I fell asleep on the plane. Joyous. Then I woke up. This is a double glimmer, people. Then I woke up and the guy next to me said, I got you cookies. You were sleeping when the snack cart came by and I put the cookies in your little pocket. And I'm like, you did? Thank you so much. He's like, well, yeah, you know, I know it's like not fun to miss the snack cart. Everyone likes cookies. I'm like, everyone does like cookies. Thank you. And I just thought that was so freaking thoughtful.
That is really, really nice. That's a good glimmer. And yeah, those cookies are amazing. And it really does suck when you like doze off for 20 minutes and you wake up and you're like, oh man.
So now I'm going to do that for other people because I've never thought about doing that for somebody. And now I'm just, it was just so nice to wake up and didn't have a cookie.
So nice.
How about you?
My glimmer this week is, you know, as I grow right now, I'm making new friends and I'm going on a lot of different podcasts and meeting people. But one of my friends who's fairly new, Willie Joe, you know, we've talked about him before. He got stuck in his head like I do all the time. And he reached out and I thought that was great. And I was able to help him. And I, you know, it wasn't anything big. It was just kind of a quick chat, kind of getting things out. Cause you know how I am. You've worked with me long enough that once I get in my head, my head is the worst place to live. I charge myself rent there. Again, that's a terrible analogy. That's 3 for 3. Hopefully they're out. But yeah. So what happened though was the glimmer part of that, helping him was great. It always feels good to help somebody. But what I told my son this morning was because he met him on our trip down south. I said, like, you know, it's not just about you having problems and feeling like you can go talk to someone. It's giving that other person the ability to help you. And that makes them feel amazing too. So you solve your problem. They feel great for helping. Whether I actually helped or not, sometimes you just have to talk it out loud with another person. And so that was my glimmer, was just kind of knowing that.
I love that. That's so nice. And it's nice with new friends, too, when you feel like you've reached that level of trust where they'll reach out and talk to you when they need something. So I love that.
Yeah, because that's what I want. I want friends that I can be vulnerable with. They can be vulnerable with me and we can actually talk about stuff rather than be superficial, which is not my issue.
Not your jam.
No, I can't be superficial. Yeah. We know that. So yeah, if you're listening and you're thinking, okay, what do I do moving forward from this? First of all, find the way that works best for you and be willing to try new things. Try doing the smallest thing first, get started, eat that frog, whatever makes sense to you, give it a try. And whenever you are looking at your life and going, oh, I'm so far behind everyone else, know that you're not. Know that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. Think about all the things you've overcome already, because that's a big deal. Just keep walking your path. And like Kat said, the roles are fake, so make your own up.
I love it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.
Take care, everyone. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, it doesn't matter where you've started from or where you're coming from. It matters where you're going.
And we are rooting for you.
The second you start comparing yourself to somebody else, you've lost. You've absolutely lost, because I can guarantee you one of two things. You're not comparing your whole life to them. You are taking the sliver of almond on the top of the tart. And that's a terrible analogy. I'm going to do that again.
Almond on a tart?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay. So, sorry, Steve. We're going to go again.
No,
I can guarantee
you leave that in. You leave the almond on this.
They can't all be gems.
You leave in that terrible analogy.
Okay.
Jeez.